You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 28, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Redistricting, a power struggle. Florida Republicans are considering a mid-decade redistricting effort that breaks from the traditional 10-year cycle tied to the federal census. A new Florida House committee has been formed to explore redrawing congressional district maps before 2030. Traditionally, redistricting occurs once per decade after census data is released. President Trump has backed Florida's plan, arguing the state's population is malapportioned, meaning unequal populations across districts give some voters more influence than others. This move is part of a broader nationwide push that could benefit House Republicans. Democrats have condemned the effort as a power grab and a danger to fair representation. They warn it could violate the Voting Rights Act if black voters' representation is weakened. Gerrymandering, the practice of drawing district lines to favor one group over another, has a long history in the U.S. Florida's Fair Districts Amendments were designed to ensure fairness, but critics fear the new plan could still dilute minority voting power. Texas has already led similar efforts. Republicans there introduced a map to add 5 GOP-leaning districts. In protest, Democratic lawmakers fled the state to block its passage. Governor Greg Abbott responded by authorizing warrants to compel their return. Some Republicans and Democrats suggest Trump is encouraging multiple states to redraw maps before the 2026 midterms, creating deep partisan divides. Other states, including California and New York, are also entering the redistricting debate. Nearly a dozen states are considering new maps. California has threatened to redraw districts to counter Republican moves, while Utah's courts recently struck down the state's map. Judges in New York have also shown reluctance to side with Democrats, making outcomes uncertain. The timing of these efforts raises legal and constitutional questions. Normally, maps are updated after the decennial census to reflect population changes. Mid-decade redistricting instead uses old census data for new political aims. Lawsuits could emerge claiming violations of the Voting Rights Act or partisan gerrymandering. These cases may advance through state and federal courts, potentially reaching the Supreme Court. Public involvement is critical in shaping these debates. Citizens can attend hearings, submit comments, or even propose alternative maps. Supporting independent redistricting commissions and advocacy groups like Common Cause can also increase transparency. In some states, ballot initiatives give voters direct power over how districts are drawn. As more states join the debate, the fight over political maps is becoming one of the most contentious battles in American democracy. Copyright, African Elements.